This is episode 358, recorded June 24th, 2016. Packard pokes at. Okay, let's talk. Trolla V. You mad, bro?
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to lose my voice tonight. Which is awful, considering it's a talking show.
Yeah, that would be really bad if you lost your voice on a show that you have to talk on. Although I've done that myself a couple of times. I've done this show completely just like, I can't barely talk, but I'm still showing up.
That whiskey growl sound.
Yes, exactly. And joining us also from the far East Coast is Sophane from YouTube.
Hello from America.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Poison that well.
Yes, he is the other half of poisoning the well.
The better half. Clearly. The less gay half. I'm sorry, look, everyone thinks Pat is gay, so I should make the note that, yeah, you're right. You're right, he's so gay.
Being happy is okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being happy.
Jeez, what are you, born in the 40s? Hey, gay, I'll have myself a fag.
Well, with all the weird and nasty ass shit that's happening out in the world today, we decided we're going to take the show in a little different direction tonight. So we're going to just troll the fuck out of you.
You know what? It's smart. This is a good move. This is going to work.
I certainly fucking hope so.
Too.
And that is actually our topic for tonight is trolling. Trolla V, you mad bro?
So glad I'm here for this. I feel like I fit right in.
Now, trolling can be done for a lot of good reasons, because you get somebody that just acts just so fucking over the edge. You just have to say something. It's like a moral imperative. We have to do this.
Yes.
Of course, there are some trolls that are just fucking assholes, and they are doing that just because, well, they're hateful motherfuckers, and they're trolling a particular community because, like I said, they're just hateful motherfuckers. Those kind of trolls are the ones you don't feed. Those ones you cut the heads off.
Yeah, but look, I'm not sure. I'm beginning to think that everyone, like on platforms like YouTube, I feel like they're all trolling.
Yes.
Like I see trolls everywhere. I see dead people. I'm beginning to think that I see trolls behind every corner. I think no one is serious anymore.
Yes.
They can't be.
Yes. They can't be. One of the biggest trolls, as far as Twitter is concerned, is got to be, and hands down, is Patton Oswalt. He trolled the internet back on August 17th, 2013. He put out a series of tweets. He broke them apart in just the right points because Twitter has a limit of 160 characters. And Here, I'm not gonna read all these, but there will be a link in the description box below here. But you gotta check this out. This is one of these. He says, when it comes to doing laundry, I firmly believe in using environmentally friendly detergent, and I also believe that's the whole tweet. Now, he broke this apart, and there was some time that went between each one of these tweets. So this way, when it came up later, it's completely hilarious. He continues on, whites and, quote-unquote, darks should be kept separate. Sorry if that sounds too tree-huggy for my conservative followers. Which is, the first part would be completely separate from the second part, but if you didn't read the whole tweet in its context in both of them, you have no idea what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Patton Oswalt is a fucking genius, dude.
Yes, he is.
I fucking love that guy. Last couple times he's been in Atlanta, of course, me and Patton have gone to see him. He's fucking great, dude. That guy's so fucking.
Oh yes, yes, he
awesomely
is.
Douchey.
Yeah, and the best part, he's an atheist also. That's the best part.
Well, that's because he's smart.
Yes. Yes. Another one of these that he tweeted, he says, you think anyone should be able to buy a gun for any reason, you idiot? Well, why don't we just... Then he breaks off again. He says, let NAMBLA members fuck anyone they want. Am I so crazy for wanting my kid to grow up in a safer world?
Oh, I could never be that incorrect.
These tweets are fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That kind of humor speaks to my soul.
Yes.
It speaks to my soul and lets me know, you know what? After I die, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It's done. It's done. This is all bullshit. And do what you want, kids.
Right. Evilness is kind of trolling you in the chat room. He says, where's the tomatoes?
I'm not paying attention to her. They were tangerines, and she fucking knows it. Just not. You're not baiting me with that. I'm not falling for that bullshit.
Dawkins Dog commented also saying, either they're trolls or somebody's breeding cretins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
And some of it's hard to tell.
Yes, it is.
I know.
It is. It really is. One of my favorite ones that I read. Now, trolling is not just something that, you know, people do online. Trolling has been going on for as long as time has been around, as long as recorded history has been around.
Time immemorial.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Connie sent this one to me, and it mentioned it to me at the first part of it, and it was so amazing. I have to read it. He actually trolled the goddamn fucking planet with this one.
Yep.
Now, it's this guy named Oliver, quote-unquote, Porky Bickar, a resident of Alaska. He decided to, quote-unquote, ignite Mount Edgecombe, a dormant volcano. Now, that's a trick you got to pull off. He pulled it off on April Fool's, 1974, by dropping 70 tires on the summit and then lighting them on fire.
Yes.
He pranked the world like a charm, and the news of the rumbling volcano spread around the world.
Yeah.
Tire fires are hilarious anywhere. But on top of a dormant volcano, they're the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God, what a great one.
He forgot to tell the Coast Guard. He told the people in town, you know, this is up in Alaska. He told the people in town, oh, yeah, I did this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, he forgot to tell the Coast Guard. Coast Guard alerted other people, and it went basically around the world.
Before there was viral, that's mm-hmm. what it was. Everybody got on their one-way radios and messed the whole round world.
Yep.
Yeah. Old time trolling.
Yeah, dude. You know what? That would have been hilarious like 2 weeks before Vesuvius erupted.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha! People of Pompeii just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
some of these people are just really damn fucking unusual. A guy named John Titor was the name that was used on several forums back in the year 2000 and 2001 by someone claiming to be a time traveler from 2036. He made several quote-unquote predictions about the future, and the crazy thing is a lot of people believed him. He put up this picture of the Earth as it is now, and then a picture soon. It's like a goddamn metal thing around a circle or a bolt or something. And it's like, really?
Yep.
I'm only going to believe Polaroids from the future.
Right.
So I feel like they're still somehow making those in 2036.
Right. Now, this one, I don't have it up, but recently there was somebody had trolled an art gallery. They took a pair of glasses and they set it on the floor. This just happened about a month or so ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they just put the glasses laying out on the floor, and people are coming up taking pictures of the glasses, and there's like, oh, wow, this really says something. It's like, no, I just placed the goddamn pair of glasses on the floor to see what you would do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? I saw that in that art museum and everything. Yeah, and everybody's like taking pictures and everything. Uh-huh. But the thing is, you know what? I thought it made a real statement, and I appreciate his art. I knew what he was doing. Get it. I get your message. And that shit is deep, bro. We should all look at this a little differently.
Right. Now, there's even a troll that lives in my state. He's a resident of Milwaukee. He lives near the airport. And his name is Mark Gubin. He wrote, "Welcome to Cleveland," in huge letters on the roof of his house. So when airplanes come in, they say, "Welcome to Cleveland." Coming in, it's like, wait a minute. Wait, why are we in Cleveland?
Actually, that's really good. I actually, one of my favorite memories, I used to live in Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. And the reason I live in Atlanta now was because I was a victim of Hurricane Ivan.
Oh.
Was that 1994? And it wiped the town out, dude. It just crushed the fucking town.
Ah.
It literally washed my job out to sea.
Oh, geez.
My office and everything. So my computer, my Mac that I used to work on is somewhere at the bottom of Pensacola Bay.
Oh, no.
It took months. Everybody's trying to get out of there. It took months. There was a 3-month waiting list to get a moving van out of Pensacola. And I finally got a moving van in December. I think the hurricane happened in late August, early September.
Yeah.
And so I get my moving van, and I finally get everything loaded, and I'm going to move to Atlanta. That's as far as I could afford to fucking move.
Right.
And I knew I didn't want to be by the beach anymore. Fucking fuck that. I'll drive if I want to surf.
Right.
And and as I'm going over across the bridge, there was this beach house down at the, on the water. And apparently the guy had an insurance issue because he went up on the roof and took a paint roller before he moved away as well, because the house was obviously abandoned and destroyed. And he painted on the roof in huge letters, "Fuck Allstate." So there's your plug, Allstate. For the record, my home insurance is under a different provider. I learned. I got his message, and I learned.
That's awesome. Oh, God.
Some of those people like that you will never hear from, hardly ever, or if at all. One of the founders of this country is Benjamin Franklin. Well, one of the founding fathers, anyway. He actually was one of the biggest trolls at that time as well.
He seems like he would be. He does seem like he would be. Him and Dr. Martin Luther Dre.
Yes. Apparently, he was allegedly such a troll that the founding fathers had to proofread the Constitution to make sure he didn't include any jokes.
Oh, Easter eggs. That would be so fucking awesome.
Could you imagine if the Second Amendment said if you can own a gun, but only on a Tuesday?
So everybody has to go buy guns on Tuesday, and then by midnight, turn them all back into pigs.
That's right.
Sorry, guys. Revolution takes place on Tuesday. We do know that.
Now, some of my favorite trolls are people like James Randi. Now, he's a retired Canadian magician. He would follow psychics and expose them around on national TV. He's very good at this. When Johnny Carson was still on the air, and the Tonight Show with him, he'd be on there constantly.
Yeah, he was on there a lot.
Yeah.
What sucks is I remember watching the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson live.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes on broadcast day. Fuck.
I remember one episode that he was on, and they had him, like, he exposed on how people, like, he made it something like he could control his heart rate on his arms. And people, they had nurses on both arms, and they would, like, tick off when they were getting a pulse, and it would, like, one would stop, and the other one would go faster, and then the other one would go slow, they'd start speeding up again back and forth, and then one would turn off, like, he's controlling his body somehow just to do this. And it's like, it was an interesting, not an illusion, but I mean, it's a way you control your body, it apparently had something to do with some hoaxers was doing this particular thing. So it was great.
I think it's primarily just with controlling your breath and that you can.
I think there's a pinch point underneath the armpit,
really?
Too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you hit it just right, if you move your shoulder blade just the right way, you can actually stop the pulse in that arm or whatever. And he had this ability, I guess.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was many years ago. It was over 20 years ago. I think it was him. It might have been somebody else, but it was a really interesting bit. Another two people who are great at trolling, especially magicians and psychics and people like that, you'll know them as Penn and Teller. They made an entire show dedicated to exposing the psychics, paranormal activity, conspiracy theories, and others. Moreover, the magicians hate the fuck out of them because they quite often tell their audience how they do their tricks.
Yeah. People don't like that.
Yeah. They have this great trick where they do this thing where the guy looks like he's in a rocket ship. They take off the top or whatever, and the head's supposed to be someplace else. And they rip off all the paper mache off the front, and they still play the music and everything. You can see Teller climbing around underneath and getting into the parts there and sticking his hands out and everything like that. It makes it look like he's in multiple pieces and other places at one time. It's great.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. My last wife, damn it, I hate that I have to say phrases like that.
Yeah.
My last wife was a magician's assistant.
Oh, really?
And yes, and so there were constant practice days, and she constantly had bruises. From fitting into these positions and these tiny spaces and all this, and to practice over and over and over. It's a lot of work, kids.
Yeah,
magic's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah. Actually, it was just a rough sex, you know, that was afterwards.
Look, it just made it easy to fucking hide the bruises when I beat her.
Well,
hey,
didn't say,
shut up,
at
lady.
At least you didn't say your late wife, you know.
Yeah, at least you didn't say the late wife, yeah.
She's still technically
We've been
alive.
Watching Magic's Greatest Secrets, the reruns of the show. My grandkids have been visiting, and my youngest son, he's always loved illusions and magic, and that's so interesting to see it. And I'm the kind of person, I guess I just have like ADHD or something, because I can sit there and I can watch them show me how they did the trick, but the next time they come up, I'm like, oh, that's really cool. You know, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I prefer the illusion. And I still go to magic shows, and even though I know almost every trick because my ex-wife ruined it all, I still love it. I used to go to magic shows with her. I would like take her on vacation. One time I took her to Hawaii and then took her to three different magic shows. Why am I single?
Oh, goodness.
It's the magic show afterwards, later in bed, that you want to show, you know, the disappearing sausage.
Yeah, well, man, that's the disappearing passion.
Yeah, that too.
So, watch me turn this lovemaking into a nap.
Penn and Teller's show, Bullshit.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorites of all time.
Yes.
Since the beginning, I'm one of those suckers who paid retail for that DVD collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, back when it meant, like, back when it was like $60 for season one.
Mm. Yes, oh gosh. Yeah, they used to cost so much. Oh, and their new one, Fool Us, which is...
I have not seen that one yet. I have not seen that one. I have not seen that one yet.
It's on Hulu and I think Netflix. Okay. A couple of places you could find it. But those are fun because they're just illusions. They're just magicians up there. And, you know, if they can fool Penn and Teller, you know, obviously they know so many tricks. You know, it's pretty hard to fool them. And they've been fooled a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look... It's one of the things, one of the inspirations in our channel. Penn and Teller were an inspiration in our channel. And I always look at Pat as a teller. He just won't shut the fuck up and let me talk.
I gotta say, he doesn't have the silence.
I know, we're working on it. In our next video, I'm finally getting him more where I want him. That's what I'm supposed to be doing right now is editing that video. It's just that we did so much fucking production for it. But finally, I'm starting to get him to more of a role that makes sense.
Yeah.
And because ultimately, Teller is how I see him being. Just shut up and be pretty.
Well, Evilness says it's because you ruined cigars.
Oh my god! Oh my god! We know how to light cigars. I knew we shouldn't have done that. I knew we shouldn't have fucking done that video with those cigars. Those were Cubans too. Hard for me to get.
Those are I've heard Cubans are really hard to get.
Yeah, those are the Yellow Band Cohibas.
Yeah,
and we actually, damn it, this is gonna sound poor. This comes across poor. But we exchanged some favors with a fucking Cuban. Oh, God damn
what kind it. Of I wonder what kind of favors the NSA might be interested
in. I know. You know what? That's the kind of mystery we like to leave there.
Right.
That's what we did to get those little Yellow Band Cuevas. But you know what? We did it, and we got it for that video.
Uh-huh.
And then we were lighting the damn – we were trying to focus on our bit for this opening scene where we had them. And we weren't thinking about how – you need to roll the cigar, and we only had a couple of matches, so I was at one point I'm relighting my cigar with a lighter, which caused all sorts of fucking goddamn hell.
Really?
Confusion. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody is pretty much. Danny's one of them. We see you. That just called us out for being horrible with cigars. Look, we're men. We're men, and you can't prove otherwise. Don't use any of our channel or our dogs or any of that as evidence. Fuck you.
Speak of the NSA. Days after America has discovered that the NSA was tapping everybody's personal communications, a keyword of terror list failed script was provided for people to send at the same time on a specific date. It was called Operation Troll the NSA. Sometimes we will do this on this show.
Yeah. We should do that right now. Everybody get your cell phones ready.
We will do that on this show, or sometimes we do it at our staff meetings. We will say keyword just to see if the NSA is listening, see if I'm going to get a knock at my door. We'll say like things like bomb, bridge, terrorism, shit like that. You know, just...
Airplane. I had an airplane. Oh, God damn it. Let me go lock my fucking front door.
I better be careful. The president's visiting here in Western Washington right now.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, Connie, you better be careful, actually.
But is he in Seattle? Is the president in
Seattle? South of Tacoma. I'm in, like, Pierce County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's visiting Tacoma.
Yeah. Evilness says we just need how to figure out how to do it in Arabic.
Aloha snack bar. I don't really understand Arabic. I don't know what they're yelling.
Now, apparently this was at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, June 12th. I'm not sure exactly when this happened. Back in 2013. There it is. This was the script that you were supposed to read. Hey, how's it going? I'm all right. My job is so shitty. I wish I could overthrow my boss. This is oppressive regime. We're only true believers. This is gonna get me. This is gonna get me fucking red flagged. I'm sure. you were supposed to email this out or call somebody, I guess. In his magic techniques, we'll stay around. I work marathon. long length hours, and he's made all these changes that have made it worse architecture to work for him to work in Manhattan. Like he moved the office to the financial district. I need to fire my assistant. She's the only one who knew where the blueprints were. I need access to those blueprints to complete my job. I'm not going to finish reading this whole thing.
I can't find my backpack.
Where's my backpack?
Yeah, there's only one true prophet, so. At the bottom, it's a contact disclaimer. This is a form of personal but collective rebellion and protest. We do not condone any real DDO attacks on the NSA.
Right.
Nice.
Now, did you just trigger warning the NSA for us?
I'm gonna read this last line of this letter because it's very poignant. It says, we're a penny in for a penny in for a pound here. It ends up going, okay, I gotta run. I'm late for flight school. I missed the class where I learned how to land. So I really can't miss another one. Talk to you later.
Jeez. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
If you hear about me getting, picked up by the FBI or CIA or NSA or some bullshit, I'll let you know.
Nice. No, I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, it might
they're be. They're going to stop by here first.
Yeah, they might stop by or Sophane or. Well, Connie's got the CIA and shit people out there right now, so.
Secret Service,
yeah, they're going to be.
I look out there. Are you the Men in Black?
Yeah.
Are there aliens or something?
Can we talk to you? We were picking up some weird transmissions from your house. I was like, oh, shit.
My cats. My cats did it.
Torvin said, I said Packard on the internet and had an escort service show up at my door. It was weird. Well, Torvin, I told you that dress was just for you.
The blue highlights your eyes and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at Patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. that's the best way to do it, if you can troll somebody else in your family.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of is what is that course, that court case, Denver Allen, the Denver Allen court case?
I'm not familiar with that one off the top of my head.
Oh, my God. You should probably read the, and you know, this is something I'm just dropping you this because I want to do a live skit of this.
Okay.
But the court case where the judge and the, it starts getting in a fight with the defendant.
Oh, okay. That sounds familiar.
This is a news story. Yes.
Yes. And it's, okay. I think Floyd County or something. This is near me. That's why I know about it, to where he's just sitting there fucking, and finally the judge gets around and is telling him to pull his dick out and jerk off. And the guy's like, look, I'm handcuffed. I do my handcuffs. This is the greatest court transcript of all time. When this judge gets in a fight. And you're reading me this trolling thing. And I was thinking when I was listening to you read that transcript about this court case, because I was thinking, this guy has got to be fucking trolling this judge. And he pissed him off so bad, he just kept saying, fuck you. And the guy, you know, is sentencing him, and he's like, no, fuck you again. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. And just keeps like fucking just telling him, suck my dick. And I'm just horrible. Until the judge finally jumps into him and is like, oh, you're such a fucking badass. You like to fuck guys? He's like, yeah, white guys. Like, fuck, you like to fuck white guys with big butts? He's like, yeah, big butt of white guys. That's what I like to fuck. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And yeah, it's Denver. And I just recommend to everyone that you just Google Denver Allen.
Yeah.
And it's, I believe, the Floyd County. It's a Floyd County court case. It's one of the most insane things you'll ever read in your life. And if that is not trolling, I don't know what the fuck is. Well, up is down, left is right. And the world doesn't make sense to me anymore.
You know who's a really big troll on the internet? Anonymous.
Recently, they are.
They are.
They've got a great name.
They have a great name. And Anonymous, please, don't attack me. I'm a nice guy. I really am a nice guy. But they have been going after these Islamics that are posting really hateful shit on their Twitter feeds. They break into their feeds, and they just recently did this, where they start posting gay porn on their Twitter feed. It's like, that's the best trolling. I mean, the U.S. government can't get in there legally and do this or shut them down, but Anonymous goes in there on these ISIS feeds, and they start posting gay porn, change the banners and everything like this, so it's like rainbow flag and shit like that. It's fucking awesome.
Yep.
I'm reading that to suck my dick translation or transcript here. That's fucking awesome.
Look, it's one of the best things I've ever read, and
it says here he's misrepresenting my case. Alan says in the transcript, he told me if I wanted to do him to do a good job, I would have to let him give me oral sex. He further claims that his defendant conspired with doctors so he could receive a false diagnosis of mental illness, and he accused him of concealing evidence from his own murder case.
Yes, this is just like some minor case,
right?
You know what I mean? And he actually starts going into threatening the fucking judges. He's going to kill the judge's family. And then the judge starts doing that thing where you're like, you know, your mother's fat. And then and then you go, nah, my mother's dead. My mother's dead. The judge basically does the equivalent of that. He's like, I'll fucking go kill your kids. He's like, I don't have kids. Well, then I'll kill your, like, nieces. And I don't have any of those. Like, well, then, God damn it!
The guy's up for murder. I mean, he was probably guilty. What more do you got to lose? To be a nice guy in court? No.
He's a legend.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be on death row,
take
it all the way.
That's right.
Yeah, don't go out like a bitch.
Yeah, don't go like a crybaby. Yeah.
Arrested and I'm on, on death row, you know, on court trial for a capital offense. I'm going out like a man. You guys will all know my name. This guy's inspired me. Say whatever the fuck you want, especially if the case against you is really bad.
Yeah, Evilness of the Chairman said it's like a super foul 5-year-old being scolded by his dad.
Yeah, it's so great. His dad gets really pissed. That's a good analogy. I like it.
I just can't take you anywhere nice now, can I?
Oh, that is awesome. Now, there's some other ones here that should be honorably mentioned anyway. There was one here from Dub the Dew. This one is hilarious. Mountain Dew was trying to come up with a new campaign for what it they wanted, a new soft drink. Well, the internet spoke up. Okay, apparently Mountain Dew didn't get the memo that trolls exist on the internet. Number 10 was Gushing Green Granny. Okay.
Nice.
Number 9, Fabulous Apple. Number 8, Goosing Granny. Granny's going to come up a lot, by the way, just so you know. Number 7, Cruising Grammers. Number 6, Grams Squirts. Number 5.
Number 6.
That was number 6. Granny Squirts. Granny Squirt, rather. Number 5, Gushing Granny. Number 4 is a little hard to read. It looks like diabetes.
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 Like Wolf Brimley says it.
Yeah, diabetes. Number 4 was Fapple. Number 2 was Gushing Granny. And the number 1 was Hitler did nothing wrong.
Oh my God. That is such a similar story to Bodie McBoatface.
Yes. Oh, Connie and I were talking about that at the staff meeting. Fuck.
That is me and Patrick laughed about that for,
we were talking about that. It's like, that was the great name for it. They should have named it, but, oh, no, we can't name it. We let you guys vote to give us a name. But we're not going to take the name you gave
it's
us.
It's actually not even offensive.
No, it's not.
It's not even offensive.
It was a cute name.
Science Vessel Bodie McBoatface.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I feel like, you know, if we were all living in the future, in Roddenberry's future, that and then everybody voted, you know, everybody in the fucking, they voted for, to name it, you know, the Enterprise Bodie McBoatface, people would have been cool with it. People in the future are cool.
Right.
Right now, we're dicks.
Right.
We're dicks. Let it be Bodie McBoatface. I understand why you wouldn't want to name something Hitler did nothing wrong. I get that.
Evilness said, Hitler, official sponsor of Mountain Dew.
You know what? Oh, God damn it. You know what? I'm not going to edit myself. if Mountain Dew had existed back then, Hitler would have gotten the job done faster.
Oh, no. Connie here just typed in the chat room. She said, Mountain Dew, the official soda of the Third Reich.
They didn't need less sleep. Get things done faster.
Yes.
And then we wouldn't get so cold and fucking the goddamn second front, dude. Don't start in front of the second front.
Now, Dawkins Dog mentioned they named it after David Attenborough, which is cool to me, and Bodie McBoatface is now a research sub or something. Yeah, they made a torpedo, basically.
Yeah,
the name of Bodie McBoatface.
The little onboard vessel.
Yeah, the little sub, Bodie McBoatface. First off, it's a sub. It goes below the surface. It's not a fucking boat.
No, they should have named it Subby McSubface.
There you go. That would have been perfect. That would have been perfect. I would have said Subby McSubface. Okay. That at least gives some honor to Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoatface just makes me laugh so much.
To be the face of that.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Now, another one that's a big one on the internet is 4chan.
God, 4chan, those fucking guys.
Yeah, those guys are way out there. Apparently, they took over Time Magazine poll back in 2009, and for some reason, they had all these people's names on there, and it spelled out Marble Cake and the and other game. I'm like, why? It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Look, 4chan doesn't need to make sense.
Right.
Don't try to make sense of 4chan. I get it. I love them. What is the other group that does? Oh, Kiwi Farms. Look, I love them all. I love them all. They don't make sense. One day they will dox me and have me fucking swatted and horribly beaten by the pigs. And that day will suck. But until then, I fucking love those guys.
Yes. Now, you guys just recently did a great troll on your channel with Steve Anderson. That fucker.
Oh God, I didn't know if anybody was going to understand what we were doing.
I understood what you were doing. That was a great troll. The thing is, his original video was taken off the internet, at least off of YouTube, for hate speech.
Right away.
Right. It was taken off, right. I don't know if your copy is still up there or not. I was going
to
ask
you about that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Luckily, we were able to write it in such a way that it didn't get, we didn't get flagged for hate speech. We got it right off the bat, and we actually argued about that for hours, because I wanted to do it, and Pat didn't think that we had the ability to talk about it in a way that didn't make us the biggest douches on the internet.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys did
but luckily,
really well.
I was like, no, don't worry. Let him be the lead.
Right. He's going off script. He's going off script.
Right. Yes, that was the way that was kind of the only way we could come up with to remain our characters and still let him and still acknowledge that just days after fucking such a horrible thing happened.
Yes. Those are the kind of people I was talking about at the top of the show, that those people, they're the evil trolls. I mean, these trolls are the ones you want to cut their heads off as much as possible because they will say it's just hateful shit. They're not doing it for laughs. Or to prove a point. They're just being just fucking hateful fucks.
Yeah, they're doing it for the hate. They're doing it for the hate. And I get that. And it's such a funny line because I find that we're dealing with that a lot on YouTube lately, you know, and that new terms of service is trying to, you know, draw the biggest, widest, vaguest line in American history. Mm-hmm. Because there is that thing where, like, I believe a lot in our community, the skeptic community.
Yep.
A lot of people there are very firmly in the corner of free speech to that point where Steven Anderson should be able to say crazy, offensive shit like that. He should have the right to say it. Now, he should suffer consequences for saying that.
Absolutely.
He should be able to take credit to suffer the criticism. But it gets to the point where, you know, even the staunchest free speech people, at some point, there is a line with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everyone, and I'm speaking to your audience, like we're here all hanging out at my desk, that there's a line, I feel, where it gets to the point where you're like, no, motherfucker, that is too goddamn far.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard, even for me, to say, you know what, that guy has the right to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gets bad. It gets bad. And when trolls jump in, oh, fuck, it gets real fucking bad.
You know, it's when idiots like that, the hateful trolls, that's when the community, the troll community, as it were, comes together and says, you know what, we are going to fucking troll the fuck out of you and make sure everybody sees what a fucking, as Evilness mentioned it right there in the chat room, says the guy is still a cunt muffin. And basically showcase what a fucking hateful fuck you really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to highlight that.
Absolutely. She also continued on saying, basically, if someone isn't actually advocating for violence, they can say whatever the hell they want. And I completely agree with that.
Right.
It seems like a reasonable thing.
Yeah.
It seems like a reasonable line to make.
Yeah.
That advocating for violence line seems reasonable. It's just, it's so goddamn tough, especially when, you know, as a liberal.
Right.
I am a liberal.
Yep.
And one of the things that, you know, Pat is not, but funny, huh?
I know.
He's the one who always plays the gay character.
Yeah.
he's a conservative. But as a liberal, I feel like, you know, the left wing, you know, I used to laugh at him all the time during the days of the high water of the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I would laugh at him all the time. I was like, oh, my God, you must be so embarrassed. And then now it's swung the other way, and we've got these SJWs on the far left who are just so butthurt about every motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
You can't talk about anything because they get so hurt.
Right. You know, we do a little bit, I don't want to say social justice on here, but we expose all of it as much as we possibly can. I mean, yeah, we speak out for things, but we don't go so fucking far over the fucking roof that we're just like, completely in outer space on shit. They just like
You should be able to have a conversation,
yeah.
Even about tough, exactly. Even about tough conversations like Islamophobia.
Yes,
right.
That's a tough one, and it's a very strong line, especially in the skeptic. I've been having moonshine, people. skeptic community, you see, you know, far on one side of the Steve Shives, and then way on the other side the Atheism Unstoppable camp.
Yeah.
You know, those far, but you should still be able to have that conversation. It should never get to a point where it's shut down just because you think the other side is offensive or wrong.
Right.
And shouldn't be able to fucking voice their opinion.
Right. That's why we do these Okay, Let's Talk, because everybody should have an open opinion. This is why it's an open forum on this.
Yeah. Yes.
And now, Evilness said, I saw a feminist blame all men for the Orlando shooting. Fuck, really?
You know what? That's not, you know, I understand.
That's not,
you're
rational.
Probably right.
That's
yeah.
not skeptical at all.
No, it's not. There's no skepticism
that's
there.
With a broad brush.
Right.
It's basing something totally on gender. If somebody wanted to say that, you know, about, anyway, I don't get it. I don't understand why. I think that myself, you know, I think it makes sense not to be totally offensive with people, especially about something that you can't change. That's something basic about you, but this is just ideas. And
right.
even if you disagree, guess what? You get to disagree. So
yeah.
What? At the end of the day, we might feel or think differently about things. But that doesn't mean that you have to totally shut somebody else out or shut them down. Unless, like you said, unless they just want to be offensive. And then, you know what? I don't mind ignoring them. But I don't understand the vitriol that I'm seeing in the skeptical community. Because it isn't rational. And
right.
It's not reasonable. It's not a reasonable discourse. And that's what I really loved about this whole thing when I first was introduced to it, was how people talked about ideas and they didn't just sit there and rail against each other and block people just because they disagreed.
Right.
Yeah. No platform, everybody. And
sometimes you have to block them because they're just fucking so far gone or so far removed from reality. It's like, I didn't sign up to be your therapist at this point.
No.
Yes. Yeah, man. And it's tough. It's a tough conversation. And what's the thing about it is, you know, Pat and I have talked a lot about what we're going to do in view of the new terms of service and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep saying what we want to say.
Yep.
Until we get banned. We're not going to ever call it for violence or try to incite any hate against
right.
people we disagree
right.
with or that we think have ridiculous arguments or anything, but we will push the limit,
right?
To the point where I'll probably one day lose my job. I have a job that this is probably not cool to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, my channel is probably not okay. We're going to keep pushing that. And at some point we'll find the edge. And when we get there and get banned, we'll come back and let you know what that was.
All right. We'll
let you know our findings.
Right. There was
so
one thing.
So you can go right up to that and just back it off a little bit.
There was one thing I advocated for people to do on this show a couple years back. We've been doing this show for 5 years now. I advocated, and no one did it. I wanted people to do is go to their local church, do this, take a picture of them giving the bird to a local church or any church or church sign or something, and send that to me. And I was going to post it up on the website. The only person who did it
reasonable.
Was me. Yeah. It hurts nobody. It's freedom of speech. There was
yeah.
there was actually in this state another instance where we have a really fucking backwards ass Republican governor. A state trooper.
You don't have to like not say his name. We know who your
governor
is.
Yeah, we all know who he is. A state trooper got in trouble because he would drive by his house, blow his horn, and give the finger to the governor.
Trouble?
He got in trouble
That's
for this.
That's a tradition here. We live between my house and the nightclubs that we go to is the governor's mansion. And for years, since we moved here, this has been over 10 years,
mm-hmm.
I have a tradition every time I drive by and ask anybody who knows me in Atlanta, which is far greater number than I'd like to admit,
mm-hmm.
that I drive by, I'll roll down my window, I'm flipping the bird, whistling, and making a loud noise, usually at like 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning. And, I mean, that's just part of the thing.
Yeah. Now,
I can't believe somebody got in trouble for
that. Yeah, and the thing is, he fought it and won. It fell under freedom of speech. They found it as under freedom of speech. You can go up to, like, say, you go up to a cop and say, you know, I think that you're an asshole. You can't go up and say you're an asshole, but I say I think you're an asshole. Or
subjectively, right. You're an asshole.
Yeah,
but objectively, you're an asshole is a problem.
Right. Apparently, there's that fine line. That fine line. You control the cops that way. Apparently, my ex would tell me this shit. Like, I'm not going to do that because they have guns.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And it states like yours and mine.
Yeah,
they're not afraid to use them or carry them into a bar.
Right. What being one thing about, I'm going to kind of shift gears, kind of bring us back to the conversation a little bit where we started. Being atheists, we troll the Christians quite a bit, and I'm really good at trolling the Christians. I question them on every point, and I make sure that they answer on every point, and then drop the hammer on them, and it's like, but no buts, we're done. there was an ad. This was obviously not an atheist, but somebody that was just a hateful fuck. He says, I am selling a beautiful, durable, and reliable shovel. This bad boy won't let you down no matter what you're digging. Give me $10 and it's yours. I'll throw in a 20-foot extension cord pictured below as well for free. Email me at russsomething@gmail.com. Then right below that, it says, warning, I will under no circumstances sell the shovel to any Jews.
So, holy shit.
So if you are a stinking Jew, you don't, and you want to buy the shovel, don't even think about it. So somebody saw this. This was on Craigslist, apparently. There's a picture. There's a picture of the shovel. And it's the guy goes, emails him, says, I can assure you I am not Jewish, so you can stop pretending you aren't selling the shovel. So the guy replies back to him to me, oh, my God, I swear I didn't put that up. Somebody is messing with me, which he replies back to him again. From Russ to me, says, can you send me the link so that I can have them take it down? And he replies back again, says, sorry, I can't find the link anymore. My wife needed to use the computer, so I had to delete all my browsing history because I was looking at porn earlier. It was somewhere in stuff for sale section, if I'm not mistaken. So does this mean I can't buy your shovel? There's another one. I don't have it up in front of me. This guy had got this permission slip. This is a very famous one. It's been around for a very long time. Gets this permission slip. Says, can your kid attend this church school after class or whatever? And they already had yes ticked off in the checkbox. And there was this great interaction back and forth between this atheist who didn't want his kid going to this stupid thing and the other guy going with the pastor or whatever. And then eventually he eventually changed his email to from God. And he was really pissing this pastor off. It was like, I have to find it again. I just remembered it now. I should have pulled it. If I had remembered it sooner, I would have pulled it up, but it's a great back and forth between the two. And the guy eventually says, oh, I'm glad you did all this safe. Otherwise, I might have drawn a cat. I'm glad you ticked off yes for me. Otherwise, I might have drawn a cactus with a hat on or something. So you might be familiar.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Oh.
I love Craigslist, man.
Yes. Craigslist is great. Even though I said my mom is a great troll, she put up a guy's truck on Craigslist for sale once. Oh, that's terrible.
That's a common thing, actually.
Yeah.
My boss does that to people at work a lot. He will put their cars up for sale and give people their phone number.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of his favorite tactics for fucking, you know, passive-aggressively punishing you for being a dick.
Yeah, this happened a few years ago. I don't remember all the details. I remember there was some kind of bad breakup between these two people. And the woman got onto Craigslist, said, yeah, I'm having an open house sale, whatever. Just come on in, take whatever you want, and then just leave. It's like they invited everybody that was in the area. Just, yeah, just take it. She got charged with a crime, basically, for that. Because she... she was trolling her ex, but people showed up and started taking shit, broke in the door, start taking everything that was not nailed down. So that's she took trolling to a whole new level in this point.
Yeah, yeah, and I tell you what, if I had a printout from of a Craigslist ad that said I could take all your shit, maybe I would break a window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that seems like it's legal. It seems airtight.
Yeah.
An airtight defense. I'm like, look, I got the printout right here, bro. It's fine. Why are you? Suck my dick, Judge.
Yeah.
You thought there was a fire inside. You were helping.
Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of our hour. This has been a great way to, you know, express our happiness and despair with trolls all the way around. So I think we did the gambit on this. But Sophie, what internet trolling in general? What are your last thoughts on this?
I got to tell you, there's a fine line between trolling and and hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I always err on the side of trolling. I mean, where our channel is a little bit of a troll channel,
mm-hmm,
on YouTube. I mean, we do that. We troll Christians a little bit, and I think it's fine. And man, I'm always going to side with free speech. I think everyone should have the right to do these things. And as long as, you know, I think like the line was defined earlier, as long as you're not inciting violence,
right,
then I think you should have the right to say whatever the fuck you want to say. And if it's stupid, I should have the right to say whatever the fuck I want to say back to you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I agree. Exactly. I agree.
I stand with Leafy.
There was a hashtag going around that says, I stand with hate speech, actually.
Yeah, dude, that is a thing. You know what? And I wonder if that's a little bit of a troll itself,
mm-hmm,
I actually agree.
Yeah.
I stand with hate speech as well, or your right to use it, even though I may disagree. I think you should have the right to say what you want.
I completely agree. Connie, what are your last thoughts on?
Well, I definitely agree with all of that. You know, sarcasm and cynicism, forms of humor. It's like, I don't know. I've been editing. I find I edit myself, a lot on Facebook now. And it even almost more so than when I was still a closeted atheist, because people are just so offended when you say something or you do something. And I assume these are reasonable people. And I don't think we should have to live like that. And there's no, and you know what? If people don't express their thoughts, and even if it might be their thoughts, but if you don't get to express them, then how are you ever going to be corrected if perhaps your thinking is wrong?
Right.
Yeah. And Facebook, I got to tell you, and that's why their demographic is changing. Mm-hmm. But Facebook is the worst fucking place to try to be able to express how you really feel. That Facebook's the fucking worst. And I know, and I'm saying that because I can't post on Facebook anymore. And not just because my mother is there, but that's a big reason. She hasn't discovered Twitter yet.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Goodness for that.
That's why I barely post on Facebook, but I'll say any goddamn thing I want on Twitter.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, my final thoughts on this is, if you have something to say and if you're going to make somebody mad, if it's in a way that it's productive in some way, I'm all for it. And if it's, as long as it's not inciting violence, I'm happy with that. And also, I just want to mention one last troll, because it has to be said, because this is part of an also saying that most people know. And the biggest trolls in the entire world were the Greeks. I have to say this because they took over a city of Troy using a huge horse. So this is where that saying comes from. Don't take wooden horses. So,
yeah. I see what you did there.
So don't take any wooden horses, everybody. And we'll be back next week with our regular short show. Also, check out our Bible podcast, which is the Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe, where we troll the Bible.
I'm so excited to check that out. I'm so glad I learned about that today.
Thank you.
Check it out. It's at abandnw.wordpress.com. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. All right.
Where can we find Sophane?
Yeah. And Sophane, where can they find your channel?
The channel is Poisoning the Well. It's Poisoning the Well TV on YouTube. And of course, I'm always going to be on on Twitter saying rude shit my mother would fucking be horribly offended by at Sophie.
I'm lucky in that regard. My mother's dead.
Oh, God damn it.
My mom can't even figure out Facebook, so I'm pretty safe.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys are so fucking lucky.
I know. It's pretty sweet.
All righty. Well, until next week, this has been Packer Pokes That We Just Poked. That's your okay. Let's talk.
And that's a wrap.